Welcome to The Deeper You Go, The Weirder It Gets. I'm your host, Garrett Renan. See, at the time of recording this episode, it is March 21st, 2024, which I thought was the spring equinox, but apparently I'm wrong, and apparently it happened a couple of days ago on the 19th. Anyway, the spring equinox marks an important time in our yearly cycle. It occurs when the sun is directly over the equator, thus giving us a day of equal light and dark. It also represents the first day of spring for the northern hemisphere. And this is a beautiful time of year, as it signifies new beginnings and new growth. It is the time of year where nature seems to suddenly wake up from the deep sleep of winter. It's also a time when we plant new seeds in the ground, thus making it a time of potential. Because of all this, spring used to be considered the start of a new year by our ancestors, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. I mean, if you were tasked with choosing a time of year to represent the beginning, there would be no better choice than spring. And because that makes a lot of sense, you might be wondering why we now celebrate the new year on January 1st. But before we get into that, I have some announcements. So I'm starting, or actually I have started a monthly newsletter. In this newsletter, I will keep you up to date on what I have going on, particularly when and where I will be hosting sacred plant meditations. To subscribe to this newsletter, please send an email to ayumero@proton.me with the subject line, "I want in." The email address will also be located in the show notes. And if you are enjoying the show and would like to support it, one of the easiest ways to get you some podcast gear. I have stickers, hats, mugs, t-shirts, and hoodies. And I get complimented on the hoodies and my t-shirts all the time. So the link for that is in the show notes. Another great way to support the show is to get you some pine pollen. And this is actually very good for your health and overall well-being. And you can now purchase pine pollen through my online store. And as I've said many times, if you've listened to this podcast, that pine pollen is now needed more than ever because testosterone in both men and women is at an all-time low, thanks to pesticides, microplastics, tap water, a sedentary lifestyle, and even wacky modern ideology. And the result of this epidemic of low testosterone is that most people are now overweight, unfocused, depressed, have minimal muscle mass, and almost zero sex drive. Not to mention, the low testosterone is a major factor in why the masculine and feminine energies in our society are so out of whack and lacking harmony. So if you want to save yourself, save your relationship, and possibly even save the world, get you some pine pollen. And my pine pollen is made with the best ingredients possible. Raw, uncracked pine pollen harvested in the pristine Canadian wilderness and organic cane alcohol. It doesn't get any cleaner than that. And lastly, at the very least, if you enjoy this podcast, please like it, share it, subscribe to it, and leave a review, specifically if you're listening to this on the Apple Podcast app. It's a simple gesture that will take you no more than 5 minutes, and it really helps me out. All right, so let's get into the episode. So in the last episode, I mentioned that we are at war, and that this war we are fighting is not against another country or a group of terrorists. Instead, this war is against our health, our consciousness, and our livelihood. And that this particular war is not fought with guns, drones, or soldiers. Instead, it is fought using mental and spiritual tactics, which include manipulation, censorship, misinformation, and propaganda, with the overall goal of making us sick, weak, worthless, and disconnected from our natural environment so that we become dependent on the system, on their system for our survival. Well, there are many aspects or battles that are simultaneously taking place during this war. And in the last episode, I specifically talked about the battle or war on health. In this episode, I want to talk about another critical battle taking place, which is the war against our connection to the natural world. And see, I know this may or may not come as a shock to some people, but we are a product of nature. Just like the plants, animals, insects, rivers, mountains, lakes, and oceans, we are a part of an interconnected system. Actually, if you really want to go deep, you can say that we are a product of the cosmos and that everything is connected, which means that we are not only connected to everything on this planet, but we are also connected to the sun, the moon, and the stars. And because we are connected to everything, this means that we are also affected by everything, which is essentially the principle of cause and effect. So in other words, since we are a product of the cosmos, this means that we are not only affected by the rhythms and frequencies of our planet, we are also affected by the rhythms and frequencies of the sun, moon, and stars and their position in relation to our planet. And because of this, it makes sense that the more we can tune in and harmonize with these natural frequencies and cycles, the better off we will be. Likewise, the opposite is also true. The more out of whack and disconnected we become from the cosmological rhythms and Earth's natural cycles, the worse off we will be. And that is exactly what is happening to us right now. See, right now, we are losing the battle of nature. And as a result, we have become extremely disconnected from the natural world, which means we are no longer in harmony with our environment. We are no longer in harmony with the cosmos. And one of the main reasons we are losing this battle is because our entire timekeeping system is set up in a way that disconnects us from the naturally occurring cycles that happen daily, monthly, and even yearly. For example, when does a new day start? Well, the answer is midnight. I mean, that's at least what we are told, right? But does that make any sense to you? See, I don't know about you, but that makes absolutely zero sense to me or to any of our ancestors. What would make anyone think that a new day starts at midnight? What cosmological event are you basing this on? See, an obvious choice would be to say that a new day starts when the sun rises. Midnight, as the name implies, is the middle of the night. It has nothing to do with a new day or a new beginning. See, our ancestors considered a day to be from sunrise to sunrise, which, like I said, is an obvious choice. And also, to be clear, when I talk about our ancestors, I'm not only talking about our primitive ancestors, but I'm also talking about our advanced ancestors, our ancestors who built the pyramids and other mysterious advanced structures around the world, the same ancestors who were clearly much smarter and more advanced than we are today. And from everything we can tell, these advanced ancestors were completely locked into the rhythms and cycles of the cosmos. In fact, many of the ancient structures were aligned to specific constellations and also aligned with the equinoxes and the solstices, which leads to the conclusion that if they were living in harmony with nature, then it would probably be a good idea that we follow suit. Which brings us to the new year. Why do we celebrate the new year on January 1st? Well, according to AI, and yeah, I guess I'm using AI now. It's actually kind of convenient, but I'll use it, but I'm not necessarily happy with it. But anyway, according to AI, the celebration of the new year on January 1st has historical roots dating back to ancient Roman times and subsequent calendar reforms. Initially, the Roman calendar began the year in March, but over time, changes were made by Roman rulers like Numa, Pompilius, and Julius Caesar. Numa shifted the beginning of the year to January, named after Janus, the god of beginnings, while Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar with January 1st as the official start of the year. Later, Pope Gregory XIII refined the calendar in 1582, creating the Gregorian calendar we use today, which restored January 1st as New Year's Day. So first, let me say that this is a horrible answer. So you're telling me that the best answer we have as to why the new year is celebrated on January 1st instead of the obvious choice of spring is because some powerful guys decided to change the date a long time ago for no real reason other than ego, and we're just rolling with it? I mean, this is the problem with the mainstream narrative. A lot of it doesn't add up. And a lot of it doesn't make sense. And because it doesn't add up, it makes you wonder how much of the truth is purposely being hidden from us. See, here's the thing. We have no idea when this change was made and why. All we have is some weak story that we are told. But the truth is, we will never know the truth. How do we know that Pope Gregory XIII created the Gregorian calendar in 1582? We don't. All we have is a story that has been told to us. See, never forget, who controls the past controls the future, and who controls the present controls the past. Which makes me wonder, why January 1st? What is the significance? January 1st makes no sense. In fact, January 1st is basically the middle of winter. It's like the equivalent to midnight. So why would they make this change? Do you think it is just some ego thing like we've been told, or do you think there is a more sinister reason? Well, I think you know my thoughts by now, and I definitely think that there are some shenanigans behind this change. And those shenanigans have sinister intentions behind them, which are to disconnect us from the harmony and rhythms of nature. I mean, what other reason could there be? Springtime has a powerful energy associated with it. So does the idea of starting a new year. As cheesy as New Year's resolutions are, there is something powerful about starting a new year. We all feel it because it is a time of hope and potential, which ironically is the same energy that spring gives us. So if you were controlling people and trying to prevent them from reaching their highest potential, it would be an obvious choice to separate these two events. You would want the people to celebrate the new year in a time when the energy of the cosmos is still asleep, a time when our thoughts and intentions are out of whack with the energy of the environment. And I know this may seem like such a trivial thing, but remember the frog boiling analogy? See, you boil a frog by putting it in cool water and slowly turning up the heat. The same method applies to us. If you want to disconnect us from the cycles of nature, you must do it slowly. So you start by first disconnecting us from the daily cycle by telling us that a new day starts in the middle of the night, opposed to the rising of the sun, which is the obvious choice. Then you disconnect us from the yearly cycle by telling us a new year starts in the middle of winter, opposed to spring, which again is the obvious choice. Then the next step would be to disconnect us from the monthly cycle. See, that's right, our months also make no sense. Think about October. October comes from the Latin word for eight, octo. Are there any UFC fans out there? Well, if you're a UFC fan, we all know what an octagon is, right? It is the eight-sided cage in which the matches take place. Well, that's interesting because October isn't the eighth month. It is the 10th. And, well, November comes from the Latin word novem, which means nine. And December comes from the Latin word decem, which means 10. However, November is the 11th month and December is the 12th month in our current system. Why the discrepancy? Well, there are many reasons for that, but one of them is because we used to have 13 months. and each month was 28 days long. Do you also know what is 28 days long and has 13 cycles? The moon. That's right, the moon is part of our cosmological clock that we no longer use. See, there are 13 moon cycles a year. 13 cycles times 28 days gives you 364 days. Well, we all know that a year is 365 days. Well, in this old system, the extra day was considered to be a transitional day, a day that signifies the transition from one year to the next, a New Year's Day, if you will. And guess what? See, if December means 10, and we had a 13-month lunar-based calendar system, that means January would be month 11, February would be month 12, and March would be month 13, thus putting the new year in April, right at the beginning of spring. In fact, that is one of the theories behind April Fool's Day. Have you ever wondered why we have that stupid tradition? Why do we say April Fool's on April 1st? And side note, I hate April Fool's Day. But anyway, when it comes to the origin of April Fool's, there seems to be no agreed upon answer, just many theories. And one theory that seems plausible and relates to this episode says that the new year used to be celebrated on April 1st, which coincides with the beginning of spring. However, once the new year was changed to January 1st, calling someone an April Fool was a way to ridicule and shame the people who still celebrated the springtime New Year. And again, this seems very likely because the tactic of ridiculing someone who doesn't go along with the mainstream narrative is still used today. In fact, that's where the word conspiracy theorist came from. It was a way to ridicule the people who questioned the narrative about the JFK assassination. The same thing happened to the people who questioned the narrative about the virus that can't be named. Those people were called science deniers. Anyway, this is all to say that it seems fairly obvious that we have purposely been disconnected from nature by the implementation of our modern timekeeping system. Our current system has disconnected us from the natural rhythms of our daily, monthly, and yearly cycles. Now, on the surface, this may not seem like much, but it's the equivalent to the water being heated just a few degrees at a time. Not enough for the frog to notice, but this, along with some other tactics, and before we know it, the water eventually becomes too hot and we get cooked, just like the frog. And that's exactly what has happened to us. See, we no longer pay attention to the big clock in the sky. We no longer pay attention to the moon, the stars, or the sun. We no longer pay attention to the natural energetic cycles on the planet, and we are paying a price for it. This disconnection from nature, this disconnection from Mother Earth, is making us soul sick. But not all hope is lost. Sure, we may be losing the battle, but the battle isn't over. We can still turn this ship around. And in order to do this, we need to start paying attention to our environment, and we need to start asking questions. See, the more we pay attention and the more questions we ask, the more we learn. And the more we learn, the more knowledge we obtain. And this is critical because in this mental and spiritual war that we are currently in, knowledge is our greatest weapon and our greatest asset. See, believe it or not, there is a lot of power in just knowing that the current timekeeping system is based on a lie. See, we used to track the daily, monthly, and yearly cycles in a way that was more harmonious with the natural cycles of the planet. But for some reason, that was changed. Now we know that this change was not based on new scientific findings. Instead, it was changed with the intention of confusing us, with the intention of turning up the water just a few more degrees. Also, another way to turn the ship around is to do your yearly manifestations, aka your New Year's resolutions, right now. during the time of spring. See, manifestation is 100% real. It's complicated, and most people get it wrong, but regardless, you can only achieve what you believe. And most people do this on December 31st or January 1st. And the truth is, it is always good to manifest the life you desire. But if you really want to amplify it, do it now. Do it in the time of new beginnings. Do it in the time of potential. This is what it means to be in harmony with nature. Like I mentioned many times, the energy of spring is about growth, rebirth, waking up, and potential. And it is a way more powerful time to manifest now than the dead of winter, when everything is asleep and dormant. And once you understand these things, you immediately become more powerful, and your eyes start to become open, thus allowing you to really see for the first time. See, remember when Neo first unplugged from the Matrix? One of the first things he said after waking up was, "Why do my eyes hurt?" To that, Morpheus said, "Because you never used them before." See you on the other side.